She didn't make it. The Government Operations Committee meeting will come to order for today. Roll call, please.
Congressman Biggers?
Present.
Congressman Black?
Present.
Congressman Baker?
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Right here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present. Declare that we have a quorum. Congressman Potts, dear Lord, thank you again for this day and the opportunity together to do the work of our nation. Please be with us and guide us as we do the work for the will and in the best interest of the people. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I guess we've got some minutes from the 12th. Good Lord.
I was the one that didn't have one. He gave me his.
Now he has one too.
That's why we can't have nice things.
Chair and entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved. Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved. Okay. Without objection, I'd also like to place OMCA 1828 on today's agenda, as it will impact appropriation bills going forward, and I think it needs to at least start getting some movement.
I object.
Okay. All right. So I guess it'll go on an agenda next week sometime. So our bills will not be out. I don't know how we can calculate what the compensation is for boards without setting it. So that's fine. Just letting you know. Okay.
I can speak to that. We already have bills in process, probably not the executive branch bill, or the boards are. So when is your next meeting?
Next week. Well, tomorrow. I can try to fit it in tomorrow.
I just oppose the practice of amending agenda at the table. I don't think it's proper for Congress to do.
I just thought we should start discussing it, but that's fine. Okay. This is my bill, so I will turn the meeting over to the vice chair.
All right. Congresswoman Edwards, the floor is yours.
Thank you. So, we have a Boards Act now. It defines certain boards, and it discusses what the makeup of boards are. And what happened is over time, we had three categories of boards. This is historical for the new guys. We had three types of boards. We had advisory boards, and we had, I think, business boards, and then we had, I don't even remember if we had, that may have been the two types of boards we had. Then we expanded it, and then we had advisory boards, business boards, non-business boards, and then we expanded it, and we had advisory boards, business boards, non-business boards, and the health board. And we got to the point where we were calling non-business boards, boards that weren't earning money, even though they were conducting business. But we were apparently making a distinction between those boards that had revenue of a certain amount and those boards that didn't. And I think the goal was to, I'm not sure what the goal was. But in any event, we're now to the point where we have, what's the total for boards? I think I asked Congressman Potts to help me with this. $680,000? $1,126,000.
I was going to say, I hope it's a million.
In boards.
Because we always say that number.
Yeah.
We've been saying it a long time, so I'm sure.
I know.
I hope it's close.
It's $1 million on boards. And the fact is that boards can be created in almost any way. I mean, some are created by law, and some are created by desire, and anyway, it's my goal to try to reach a point where we're not appropriating $1 million for boards, particularly when a lot of these boards are advisory boards. And we started out, and I'm just as guilty as anyone, so I don't think I'm pointing fingers at anybody, but we started out, you know, with advisory boards, and we were appropriating $500 a month for advisory boards, and then we lowered it to $250 a month for advisory boards. And when I talked to the chief about this, and I have discussed this with the chief, you know, he said, why can't some of these boards just meet quarterly? Because I think we had that they needed to meet monthly. So in this bill, I've changed it to quarterly and made new categories. So the categories now are advisory board, and there's a definition, governance board, and there's a definition, enterprise board with a definition, and nonprofit board. I think that, it's my opinion that that more accurately reflects what we're doing. So that's the first change that you'll see in, excuse me, what used to be section 5102. I hope this is drafted the way it should be drafted. I guess it's drafted and they put it in. So then you look at the next section and it says, and someone might want to change this, that governance, enterprise, and nonprofit boards are made up of no less than no more than five members, advisory boards, commissions, councils, task force, and other entities shall be made up of no less than three and no more than nine. And I don't even know if I need that, councils, commissions, councils, task force, and other such entities, but probably. Boards serve for a period of 3 years. I believe that's the same language that is in the current bill. Section C says board service requiring appointment begins on the first and last day, and then it makes clear that there's no holdovers. We've had that discussion before. Starting dates, times, that's the same. And boards that do not meet as required for a period of 18 months shall be dissolved. It used to say shall be deemed vacated. Boards shall be deemed vacated until a new board or commission members, till new board or commission members are appointed and confirmed. So I just put it that if you don't meet with a quorum for a period of 18 months, you're deemed dissolved. Today, the chief told me with respect to section B that this is the one that I talked to him about, that advisory and governance boards will not meet more often than monthly nor less than quarterly. And that I have an amendment to read without declaration of an emergency. And then.
Question.
Yes?
So you have an amendment to read?
I do.
Do you want to?
Page 2, line 82, strike permission of the branch that established the board and insert declaration of an emergency.
What does that mean?
That you're having a meeting more often than monthly because you have an emergency.
Who declares it?
The board. And actually, I think that the goal was to have advisory boards meet quarterly. And maybe that should be a section B and a section C. I don't know why an advisory board would have an emergency. So maybe it should say advisory boards may not meet more often than quarterly without the declaration of emergency, and governance boards may not meet more often than monthly without declaration of an emergency. Do you guys have any opinions about that? Yes?
I just have a question. Since you have everything broke down, do you know how many people sit on advisory boards, or are they classified as this yet?
They're not classified as this yet.
Okay.
But I did look.
I guess the question would be, do you know how many board members we have?
Yes. We looked at that. Currently, we looked at that, and 3, 6, 11, 16, 19, 24, 27.
Now don't count the villages.
I'm not.
Shannon, do you really know?
30, yeah, I'm looking right up here, I'm counting.
And how many boards?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Not 10. 10 boards. Did I count that right?
I don't know.
11. We got the editorial board.
Well, Health Authority Board Federal is still the Health Authority Board. Did you count that one twice?
Yes, I did count it twice.
So that's why I thought there was 10.
Okay.
10 boards, approximately 40 members.
Oh, Congresswoman Pratt wanted to be recognized, but I have a question.
Well, let me not make this motion right yet. So withdraw the beginning of my motion. Can I just get through the explanation? The duties and responsibilities are the same. I believe, let me see. there was an E added that says, no, that's wrong. G, H, okay, those are the same. The stipend used to be called compensation. It says all boards designated as one of the following. I need to add, sorry, nonprofit board. And then they were going to be appropriated to the branch for advisory and governance boards, and the enterprise boards will have their stipends paid from the assets of the entity the enterprise board serves. Currently, we're doing it one way for some of them and another way for others. The board shall not exceed the amount appropriated to each branch for board stipends. That might even work. Board members are going to be paid quarterly rather than monthly, and you can decline a stipend. That's it. Quarterly, I think, was requested by the chief also.
Is there a reason for leaving out nonprofit board?
I didn't mean to. I need to add it in.
Their stipend.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was not the same question.
The board, is this the gaming enterprise board? Is this the one of us?
You want to, he's got the, can you make that bigger by chance?
Hopefully they would not be one of the new boards.
One of the what?
I guess it would, okay.
So one of the things this does do is allows enterprise board to receive the same amount of compensation. And I did that having given some thought to the fact that startup boards, the goal is to hopefully have only a couple of enterprise boards in the future. Whether that happens or doesn't happen, I don't know. But startup boards in the beginning certainly have a ton of work to do. And boards that are, I think from experience we'll say, struggling have a lot of work to do. Probably the easiest board, the easiest work is done by a board that has a lot of things going for it. I mean, and has a profit and things are doing great. I mean, so we had made a distinction in the past that if your entity wasn't net revenue producing, that you didn't get paid the same stipend as one that was. And I just started thinking about it, and I thought that there's probably a lot more pressure on the board members. So I thought that they should all, the enterprise boards, and maybe there in the future there won't be as many as there are now, should be paid the same amount. And they need to take those out of their profits or out of their capital contribution. And then they need to, one thing I did want to do in the Economic Development Fund rewrite that's not here today was to add a requirement that each economic, anybody that, any entity that wants to tap into the Economic Development Fund needs to have an annual plan. And that annual plan then needs to reflect what their board compensation and all the things that they're doing associated with the board cost. And at that point, you know, you're going to revisit this every 2 years. I guess we can look in 2 years and decide if we think, you know, that an entity that came and got a capital contribution of $500,000 and spent $100,000 of it on their board costs, whether we think that's what we want to do. But I'm trying to make this, my goal was to try to make this more with respect to the enterprise boards, like a bit like a real business. I mean, business would have those expenses in their profit and loss. And again, like I said, we've taken some, and I have advocated differently at different times, but I don't advocate that we have some entities taking their board compensation out of their profits and capital contribution and some coming and taking money out of the general fund. They all need to be treated, I think, the same way. So we, even this year, we still have one board that's not included, is that right? In the
Blue Stem doesn't take their compensation from
So Blue Stem and the
Osage didn't submit a budget for their compensation either.
Osage LLC?
Mm-hmm.
What about TED?
Mm-hmm.
TED, no. And the Veterans Memorial Task Force, is that what they're called?
Commission.
Commission, they take their money out of somewhere else. But I think everyone else as money, oh, that's right. There are more board. There's at least another board besides this one up here. Because it's not, the commission's not listed on here. Veterans Memorial Commission's not listed. And TED is not listed. And Osage LLC is not listed. So when you ask about how many board members
and
we have.
And Blue Stem.
And Blue Stem. Add three, is it five to Blue Stem?
Yes.
Five.
Three.
Three.
And three.
So how many are on the Veterans Commission?
Five.
Five.
So add 16 more, so now you're up to 56. I don't expect anybody to get this out of here today. I put it up here for it needs to be thought about, and I just think we need a new approach, and we definitely at least need to get rid of non-net revenue entities and non-business boards and business board designation.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This changes the makeup of some of these boards. Is there a process in place for a new start date for these created boards? What's You said you've spoken with the executive branch. What's their plan? Who's going to start kicking people off boards?
Where does it have a new start date?
I'm just asking, is there a new start date, or are we going to phase board members out as we transition board types?
This doesn't get rid of any of the existing boards.
Correct. It would classify these new or reclassify boards in a different way. Does the makeup of the composition of those boards? So we're going from 5 to 3 for any types of boards? Have we looked at that?
I don't think it changes any of that.
Okay.
It wasn't my intent to change that. Do you think it does?
I think it might.
Okay.
And my worry
Where do you think it does that?
Have to go through and look.
Which would be a great practice for me, just if we can do that here at the table. How, I mean, we have new definitions of classifications. So let's look at what we have and see how indeed that would be classified.
Okay.
Or is that not up to us? Is it up to somebody else's interpretation?
Well,
of where you're going to put the awards?
In the last compensation bill, we named the boards in each category.
Mm-hmm.
In this compensation bill right now, I haven't named them. But if that's what...
No, I'm not looking for that.
Okay.
I'm looking for an idea with these under these new definitions, just to help me better know if this is the right thing to do, what board belongs under what classification since it's new, just for me to make a better decision about this bill.
Okay.
So
you just want my opinion on it?
Well, I don't know. It's your law.
Yeah.
No, I don't want your opinion. You're changing things, so tell us how practically it's going to affect these boards as far as their classification goes.
For one, I think that it says that you're classified either, I mean, you just look at the definition. So,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay. The advisory boards would be the editorial board, because I don't believe the editorial board has a governance function. I heard them before say that they don't. The traditional culture advisors committee, by nature of the name, I would say is an advisory board. No, I think the election board has a governance function. To me, the governance boards would be the editorial board.
Wait a minute.
The election board.
Mm-hmm.
The health authority board, unless somehow they've lost their authority. I mean, if they're doing a governance function, then that's where they are.
Okay.
And then I'm uncertain about the utility authority because I don't know that they have a governance function at this point. I have to go back and look at the law that created them. And you can see that it says that a governance board is, has a managerial or governance function mandated by agreement between the Osage Nation and another government, or specifically delineated as such in Osage Nation law. Oh, and the Gaming Commission Board would be a governance board. I think that the Veterans Commission would be an advisory board.
War Memorial Commission?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It doesn't mention commissions in this legislation either.
Well, it says it falls under the advisory board, and that's why I'm trying to figure how this.
Congresswoman Pratt.
And then also, I was just trying to play this out in my head because earlier you asked for like some examples of, and you was like the advisory and why they would meet. So, and then also because commission falls under advisory, I'd have to look at the legislation, but I don't know how long the Veterans Commission is supposed, is going to last. So I'd have to look at that specific bill. And then also when you, just for everyone's, I know you know, but for everyone's, when you said it comes from, money comes from other places, that money was appropriated when the bill was passed to create that commission. So that's where that money comes from at this time, and it'll eventually run out. So
did it set the stipend for that board?
And that's another question I have, because I'm trying to think, I would have to go and look at there wasn't another bill that we had where commission was, Dr. Shaw went over it and it was board one, board two, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, commission. So I would like to take a look at that as well.
Board one, board two, blah, 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 blah.
I like that.
I get it.
I
thought
we
that the
that
Veterans
up.
Commission was was in there, but I'm, apparently it wasn't, but I could have swore he specifically, because it was newly created at that time, I could have swore he stated to put it in there. But then also, so for something such as that, under the advisory commission falls under that, so it says all members of boards, which would mean all of them, shall serve for a term of 3 years upon creation, and then they may not meet, the governance boards may not meet more often than monthly, nor less required. Okay, so you would, I can't remember exactly the question, but it was something about why would they need to meet. Well, specifically, I can just speak for, like, the commission, the Veterans Commission is for the memorial in the construction, because by law, that's exactly what it tells them to do, to establish the memorial. So they have been meeting. So if they were, if this were to be the way it's set up, then, and then I'm also not quite clear on, it says may not meet more often than monthly, nor less than quarterly, without permission. Is that, is the permission for to meet less than quarterly? Or was it also for not meet more than, more often than monthly?
Mm-hmm. Both.
Both? Okay, mm-hmm. So they would need...
Well, that's when I changed it to upon declaration of an emergency. I mean, they could just claim.
So, because they have, they do have more emergencies only when they don't give the proper, the timely notice, if it's a quick turnaround. So every one of their meetings, if they were doing construction like the way they are, meeting more often than monthly, it would have to be an emergency every time. So I was just giving you an example, as you said, what are some examples of,
right?
And so that would be one. And then also the, I mean, I guess they might know ahead of time, but meeting quarterly, I know that the Tribal Cultural Advisory Committee meets monthly, and Dr. Hunter's office often has things that they discuss and get, she seeks approval from the Cultural Advisory Committee on the work that she does.
Right. Right now it says monthly, quarterly. I mean, if it needs to remain, but...
Excuse
you know,
me,
my
sorry.
Discussion with the chief gave me the impression that some boards are meeting too often.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, going back to what was the purpose of having all these boards? When I look at some of these boards, I think, well, that was a function, that's a governmental function that should be happening now. If somebody wants to help advise, okay, but you don't abdicate the responsibility of the government to a board. I mean,
correct. I've sat on at least a half a dozen boards, and I know board members aren't going to like this, but I've never been compensated for sitting on a board. I've sat on nonprofit boards, I've sat on for-profit boards, I've sat on business boards. I was compensated through one board, and that was for mileage, which was about $40 a meeting.
I think when we started out, we thought it wasn't a bad idea, but then when we realized, when you start looking at the bottom line of $1 million, and you hear we can't fix the superintendent's house, and you can't fix this, and we can't do that, you start thinking, what is the priority here? Furthermore, we've got people that want to be on board, so the chief's creating boards, and maybe that's fine. I mean, we could create boards, but if every time you create a board, you encumber $10,000 to $15,000 to $20,000 or more, then it starts really impacting what you can accomplish, to the tune at this point of $1 million. So this was an effort to try to put the skids on that, get back here and say, look, if you're an enterprise, you need to take care of your, you need to take care of your board, you need to provide your board with what it needs to meet monthly or whatever. And if you're not, then as I indicated to the chief, you know, you've got good conference rooms. The law building has got a good conference room. Share your conference room. Make a schedule. Provide a recorder. Help take notes if you need to. And you know, quit burdening the nation with additional staffing and additional computers and recording equipment and this and that. I mean, it's just gotten to the point of being overwhelming, in my opinion.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I was gonna say, and in the 4 years that I've been here, I liked it too, because there was finally one person that said, no, I won't serve on the board without compensation. You know, because other than that, every one of them took.
They did.
They would serve. So I really appreciated that honesty, that one person that finally said, no.
And I do think that if they understood, I mean, you know, they don't know, probably, when you look at this and you go, hey, we're struggling to do some of the things that we feel like we need to do because this is where we are. So I do know that if this bill would pass and some iteration of this would pass, how much would be saved? I thought we did some math on it.
I don't see a compensation level for enterprise boards on this resolution.
It's not on there right now. It's not on there right now.
Right, but is the resolution going to dictate what their compensation is?
I think it should, but I didn't put it on. I wait to Coach hear what Maker. People thought.
That means they could set their own.
Well, no. I would, maybe the chief will have to set it, but we can set it.
Or not set it, because in here it says, if any, mm-hmm. in a number of places.
Yes, it does.
For a reason, I would imagine.
Yes. I'm prepared to make a hard decision. A lot of the boards are meeting telephonically, which I think is good, when particularly the foundation board meets telephonically, make some decisions. Once a year they meet in person together. Good, great. But I agree with you. I don't think I've ever sat on a board, and I've sat on a lot of boards. I just got through sitting on a committee that took 2,000 hours worth of time, and we were not paid. We were reimbursed one time a year to go to a meeting. But other than that, any board I've ever sat on has been for love of the cause. And I just think we're at a point now that we can do something different. So there you have it.
Okay, I don't have my constitution here, but does it authorize us to set up the board like we're doing now, and the chief has the authority to nominate people to sit on the boards, and the Congress approves those nominees as it is now, right? I know in the Constitution it does say something about governing boards, but I don't have anybody with me right now.
It says that the enterprise boards sit in the executive branch, and that all other boards, doesn't it say that? Now, the legislative branch can create boards, and legislative branch members can sit on boards, but not sit on enterprise boards. The principal chief shall also appoint, subject to the advice and consent of the Osage Nation Congress, the members of each board, commission, or other instrumentality in the executive branch whose election or appointment is not provided by this constitution or by law.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I remember when I was a new Congress member, like you two, and first came on, and I think there was a finding that one particular enterprise board may have been out of control. And so that's when, under Senior Congresswoman Edwards, she wrote legislation to pull those enterprise board out of the enterprises and do a stipend for them, so it could be more regulated, because I think that, I don't know if there was any proof, but I think the finding was is there was some board spending that was probably over and beyond what should have happened. And I was agreeable to that. So now we're going back the other direction 6 years later. I'm not saying I'm opposed to this legislation, but I think D is just really, D under section 6 is a little weak because of my historic memory of why we changed it in the first place. So I don't know that I'm in agreement. I'd like to hear what any other committee member thinks about that, with that section.
Can I respond to her?
Congresswoman Edwards.
You are correct in your memory. What was happening is we weren't getting profit and loss statements. We were not getting, in some instances, the plan of operation didn't tell us what the board was doing, and there was a ton of travel going on among the board. And even today, I will say that I believe that when we set that compensation, because we set a travel limit, I don't think that's being observed by all the boards now. Because I saw something the other day that said, you know, I haven't been reimbursed yet for my travel. And I thought, well, we know that how that works. You don't get reimbursed for your travel. You get your stipend and a travel allowance that's paid monthly. So that caused me pause, and I am, like I said, I do think we need an enterprise board amount. And I think that this whole idea of the travel has gotten out of hand too, because one of the reasons you pick a board is because they have expertise. And if they want to go, I mean, I pay my way to go to get expertise. I really don't expect different organizations to pay. Now, they might have a board retreat or something. That might be part of their function during the year, as presented in their budget plan of operation, to perhaps have their board members go to, what is it called, in Las Vegas?
G2.
But we were seeing, in the case of a company that wasn't making any money, a lot of board travel. And it, you know, it reflects, it eats up all the money, So you're right about that, and I'm happy to strengthen that, and I need some help on it. I just wanted to get a sense of, there's 6 people on this board, so that would mean on this
committee.
Working for free.
So my question to that would be, when you're saying where you were back then and then it's changed now, so with saying it was kind of out of control because they were paying themselves, were they deciding what the amount was? Is that what was happening? And so that's why he was like, okay, well, let's not do that, bring it over here, we'll appropriate that, and said that. So now this is still saying we set it, but it comes out of their enterprise money.
Right, okay. And I think that they have to show, if we've learned nothing, I hope we've learned that we have got to pay, somebody has got to pay attention to these profit and loss statements that we're supposed to be getting monthly that we haven't gotten and haven't really pushed too hard to get in some instances. But look what happened in a year and a half's time when we weren't watching as closely as we could have, I guess. And, you know, I think it's a huge responsibility to put on the members of the Commerce Committee to keep track of what these enterprises are doing. It's really think we have an oversight responsibility, but I don't think on a day-to-day basis, I think the treasurer and the executive branch of the government needs to, those are their boards. But I think they need to monitor it. The right of, the monitor in for boards.
I agree, and there should be some sort of expenditure journal or report each month that goes somewhere to the treasurer, to the comptroller, to...
I think the treasurer might be beginning to realize that that is a big job, being our treasurer. And this, monitoring these boards, getting their profit and loss statements and looking at them and notifying the Congress and others when you see problems, that's something that hasn't been happening. But they might not have been getting profit and loss statements either, or financials.
True.
And letting, but when that happens, every month that happens, there ought to be a big red flag. So,
any more questions or?
I have one question.
Congressman Maker.
On this one back here where it says up to nine, no more than nine, could that maybe be seven? I mean, why did you choose nine to be that?
I didn't choose it. I just thought that was how many were on the traditional culture advisors board. So in anticipation of hearing this, am I getting this consensus that it's time to take these stipends down to, in the face of advisory boards, down to nothing?
I'm not suggesting, I was just making a comment that all the boards I sit on, I was not compensated for, but I had a passion for the boards that I sat on because it was a field that I was familiar with. What's been created here, walking it back is going to be a job. It's something that we need to sit down with executive and see what we want to do.
So I will invite.
It sounds like executive and at least this committee is wanting to walk it back some. I mean, $1 million for boards is a lot of money.
I'll see if I can get a representative to come and talk to us. We walked it back some from the beginning. We walked it back from the beginning, and I just think that it's time to not put that much pressure on boards. I mean, I sat on a board once for the nation that turned into way more time and way more responsibility than I ever thought that board should have had. And it got to the point to be a burden. But all the money in the world would not have cured the problem. So,
well, we're kind of at a standstill right now. So,
yeah,
what's the committee's wish on? Do we want to table this to the call of the chair, or do some more?
Yeah, I think so. I'd welcome in the interim.
We have a motion.
Move to postpone to the call of the chair.
Second.
Or so move. Or second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 6-0.
Okay, so tomorrow, is it back to me? Tomorrow, recall that at 8:30 it's the It's the dedication for the statue. So I moved the meeting back a half an hour so that we can start at 9. But it is the Office of the Chiefs, which is usually a fun exercise. We'll see how it goes tomorrow. Do we have anything back yet on how? I do believe I saw some statistics on bonuses for executive staff and raises for executive staff. Am I wrong? Didn't Jason send something over, Mr. Zahn? Anybody?
I'm aware of that. Is the we're just talking?
I thought I saw some statistics from him. Okay, so I mean, does anybody have anything in particular that I need to get them to bring to us tomorrow?
No, I don't know what's on our agenda, but the statistics, maybe you're thinking about what HR suggests in,
mm-hmm.
the HR breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I probably need to send you guys the letter, the information I requested. I've asked Mr. Potts, and I've also met Ms. Sneed and asked to show you that document. And I said, I need you to put this in the form of a spreadsheet for me so we can get an actual look at the numbers of how this is performing for us. So that's, it didn't particularly have anything to do with the executive branch appointed positions.
Okay, I thought I saw where it said appointees. I thought that had gone. Because recall that the executive branch staff are not merited employees. They aren't subject to merit. They can get bonuses. And I guess they can get pay increases if we approve it. I'm trying to remember. We took the position, of course this is a new administration and I'm sure they will never do this again. But you will recall when we set the compensation, I wonder if we're supposed to set the compensation for administration. You remember when we set, they submitted a budget to us. And remember those salaries were rather generous? And we had the commitment that there will be no additional raises during this administration for these people, and then here they came. So I can't remember, I mean, this is a new it's a new administration, so I don't know, I have to look at the law or the Constitution. I don't know if the staff salaries are to be revisited, if the positions that he's created are to be revisited. I don't know. But I guess we need to figure that out before tomorrow morning. Yes?
I'm still pretty fascinated with this, what we're going to do here on this board's bill. So the numbers that the bill that we didn't consider today, or the resolution we didn't consider today, how did you calculate your numbers? Or maybe we should just talk about this after the meeting, because there's quite a bit of discrepancy in that. If my calculations are
correct.
I think we should probably talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
Can I just ask, I do know that I've said in a couple of committees that it came up, the whole merit increase, bonus, or the 3%. Plus the increase. So I know that you said you were writing it down to give it to the speaker to make a request because it was coming up in committee after committee. So are you saying you have information back on that or no?
Jason Zahn sent something over, and I think it wasn't to me. Wasn't it to everybody?
It was a question that I asked as the appropriations chair.
Okay.
I wanted to get a breakdown
okay.
of how the there's three different divisions in law. One's called a special adjustment, and that's if you're way out of whack on your pay scale, so they adjust you to bring you up to market. And the other one's called an annual adjustment.
Base pay.
It's called an annual base pay adjustment. And then the other category that we do is bonus recognition,
right.
Performance recognition. So I reviewed the HR handbook of how our employment is classified. So I asked for breakdowns of expenditures and the percentage of employees that received those over the past 2 years, FY17 and to date in 18. That's the information that you've received.
Okay, that's so, what I was saying, but I have not seen it, so I just need to know
but
what
the,
to be
but
looking
the
for.
Other, excuse me, I'm sorry for interrupting. The other question that I did ask, and I think we might be way off, the other question I did ask of... the other question that I did ask that I need to get written documentation because it's been verified by the directors of operations is how they've applied base pay adjustments to the current budgets that we're looking at. So they've told me how they do it. It's getting confirmed by other directors of how they've applied that in their budgets. I think we need to have written documentation on that. Is that what you were referring to?
Yeah, and so mm-hmm. I'm just saying that I recall that discussion, but I haven't seen anything yet. So am I looking for that from, where did it come from, you or?
I haven't asked that question yet, but the other one that has all
of
the,
yeah,
it's about a 3-page document. You should have that one in your email.
Okay.
But right. We need to get that put in the form of a spreadsheet so yeah. We can like take a snapshot look and see the numbers. Right there,
okay.
Instead of normal talking about.
The other thing that I know will be in these budgets in this bill is a $12,272. Did I say that right? $12,272 a person benefit contribution, and like the legislative branch, executive branch. Officials and staff are entitled to either take the regular benefit package available to full-time employees at its actual cost or the cash equivalent. And it seems to me that those people that we're budgeting too high. So either we leave it in there. I think I determined that it's something like overall is going to be close to $100,000. So that doesn't make any difference if we want to stay on a budget and it goes back to the general treasury. It certainly shouldn't go into the, well, I don't think it should. We've got people that we know are not taking benefits and we're charging too much for what they're doing. And the executive branch is putting those charges into the benefits line item rather than to the salaries line item. I've asked the Attorney General to help us out, sort through this. What does this law mean and how is it supposed to be applied? She doesn't have that opinion yet and her grandmother passed, so maybe it'll show up by the time it gets back to appropriations. Yes.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you guys. You know, I don't know what you want to do with this. It would save us
any
considerable amount of money.
Well, you know.
Okay, so what's the question?
On this, the question is.